A year later, a British manufacturer, Peter Durand, improved the design by using thin sheets of metal to make the container that became what we now call a tin can. The only problem was that he used lead in the can, which, as you know, is poisonous. Several people died after eating food from his tin cans.
How unfortunate. Now, Charlotte, do we have time for one more story before the news headlines?
Sure. I can tell you about the tea bag. In the past, if you wanted to buy tea, you had to buy the leaves in a big box. To make a drink of tea, you would put the leaves in water, and you would often find small pieces of tea leaves at the bottom of your cup. Anyway, in 1908, an American tea salesperson named Thomas Sullivan had the bright idea of putting the tea in very small bags to give to his customers to try. Sullivan thought that customers would take the tea out of the bags in order to try it, but some of the customers didn't. They found it more convenient to put the bag into hot water without actually opening it. So, tea bags weren't really invented by a company. It was the tea drinkers who came up with the idea.
What an incredible story. And the Everyday Inventions exhibition at the Science Museum will run until Sunday, July 25th. Right, Charlotte?
Yes. The museum is open from 10 to 6 every day. So there's no excuse not to go.
Thanks for joining us, Charlotte. And now it's time for the news headlines with...
File 10A, Listening.
Welcome back to the show. Now, a new exhibition opens today at the Science Museum, and all of the exhibits are everyday objects that we couldn't live without. Charlotte Heath, who has been to the exhibition, is with us today to tell us more about it. Welcome to the show, Charlotte.
Thank you.
So, what kinds of objects can you see in the exhibition? Are we talking about modern gadgets like smartphones and tablets here?
No, not at all. This exhibition is all about the little or important things we have in our house and use every day. We use them so much that we probably forgot or don't even realize that someone actually invented them.
Such as?
Well, a good example is the container we use to keep food in, the tin can. But I bet you don't know how it was invented.
No, I don't.
Well, there's a very interesting story behind it. It was the French leader Napoleon Bonaparte who was responsible for this one. In 1809, he was worried about how to feed all his soldiers when they were away from home. So he organized a competition to try to get ideas for how to solve the problem. The first prize was 12,000 francs, and the competition was won by a French chef who had the idea of using glass jars to store food.